nearly every new smartphone has a better camera than the one before. One of the latest is Apple's iPhone 4S, and there are plenty of others on the market too, which raises the question of whether it's worth it for amateur photographers to own a separate point-and-shoot camera. We've invited Keith Jenkins to help us answer the question. He's NPR's multimedia editor. Morning, Keith.
Hey, Ari. How you doing?
Good. So if I'm a camera manufacturer, how worried should I be about the increasing quality of smartphone cameras?
I'd be very worried. I'd be worried to the extent of starting to look for a new job. I think the camera manufacturers have missed the boat, and it's probably a boat that they never could get on anyway because none of them manufacture phones or computers. And what has happened is that the industry has really moved towards, you know, what I like to call connected cameras, and those are in the form of cell phones and to some extent now in some of our tablets.
So walk us through what a standard cell phone camera can do that used to be only the domain of separate standalone point-and-shoot cameras.
Well, once they broke probably the 6 to 8 megapixel range, they started to approach the territory that the low-end point-and-shoots had as their sole domain for a really long time.
And just to be clear, when you talk about the number of megapixels, that's about how sharp the image is, how much you can blow it up without it getting blurry, stuff like that.
Exactly. The sharpness is one factor. The image size blows up to about an 8 by 10, so that an 8-megapixel smartphone really gives you something which will look as good as what you're used to getting out of your old Kodak or your standalone camera.
What other features do most smartphone cameras have nowadays?
For the most part, it's still megapixel and just a good, decent lens. A lot of them, because they're on smartphones with touchscreens, allow you to do touch focus and to zoom instead of, you know, having to use dials and knobs. But the biggest factor is that it allows you to instantly share your photograph with anybody.
Well, tell me about the features that the standalone cameras have that still have not made their way into the smartphones.
Well, chip size. Being able to have a larger chip allows you to have more detail, better depth of field. Your pictures feel more like what your eye sees. That's still something that standalone cameras are much better at than smartphones.
So if I came to you for advice on whether I should buy a separate point-and-shoot camera or stick with my smartphone camera, what level of photography do you think at this point demands a separate point-and-shoot, and what is the profile of the person who would be perfectly satisfied just using the camera on their smartphone?
Well, I think if you are traveling, taking a vacation, you are probably going to want to have a standalone camera just because the number of images you're going to be taking will quickly eat up your memory inside of a smartphone. But for your day-to-day, taking pictures of the kids at the soccer game, pretty much anything that you would want to share quickly and easily, a smartphone is probably the best way to go.
Where do you see this road heading? I mean, ultimately, can the camera companies stay relevant, profitable, marketable in the mix?
Well, as our smartphones become more and more the one device that we use to do everything, it's going to become increasingly difficult for anybody who creates a standalone product that can be replicated inside of a smartphone to survive. I do think that some of them will make it, but we've already seen a shrinkage in the market as we went from film to digital. And I think as we move from cameras that are standalone to cameras that are connected and that could instantly put you on the web or have a photo emailed, it's going to be harder to compete.
That's Keith Jenkins, NPR's multimedia editor. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.